from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We are knee-deep, ensconced, some might say, in the midst of a doubleheader, the second in 2 days for the Guardians, the second in 3 days from the Guardians. This time it's against the Twins. We'll see if the Guardians can go ahead and get off their losing schneid. But as the second half of this doubleheader is going to be on Apple TV Plus tonight, part of Friday Night Baseball, we're going to welcome on one of the broadcasting crew right now to talk some Guardians, talk some Twins, talk some baseball. And so we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on of Apple TV Plus Friday Night Baseball, Twins Guardians tonight. It's the great Tricia Whitaker. Tricia, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Well, I hate to jam you up at the very start of this, but we're in a divisional race here, so I'm going to need you to pick a side, Twins or Guardians.
Oh, no. Why you got to do that to me?
I'm sorry.
The funny thing is, normally when people ask me to pick a side, I pick a side based on where I was raised, and I was raised in the Midwest. So, like, I can't pick a side because they're both Midwest teams. I don't know. I do have a soft spot in my heart for Cleveland sports, just because I really grew up watching them and you know, a lot of the pain you guys have endured and all that stuff. So I do have a soft spot for Cleveland, I will say.
Okay, you kind of rode the fence, but it was a very respectful way of doing so. So we have haggled over this because I have a few people in this town who refuse to admit that any point, any baseball series matter. So I know the phrase must win is a very loaded phrase, but considering where the Guardians are, considering that the Twins are 3.5 games back, am I allowed in the hallowed confines of baseball sports talk, am I allowed to consider this a must win series for the Guardians on August 9th?
Why do we even watch sports or play sports if we're not allowed to say that it's a must-win series or that it's a huge series? That's ridiculous. So I agree with you. Yes, you totally are allowed to, especially, you know, when you consider the future for both of these teams, right, of the rest of the season, because we're talking about who's going to come out on the top of the Central. The Guardians and the Twins are neck and neck, and when it comes to the remaining strength of schedule, that's really where they're neck and neck, right? The rest of the schedule, the rest of the way, kind of stacks up a little similarly for both of them in terms of strength of schedule. So, this is a must-win series for them. Cleveland is coming in today 3.5 games up on the Twins. So let's see. How many games is it? Do the math. Yes, you're allowed to say it's a must-win series.
Yes.
So when you look at, you know, the Central as it stands now and as it plays out, we talked about, you know, obviously this is a must-win series for the Guardians and for the Twins, no doubt. What's it come down to? If you look at maybe a strength, a weakness, something, could be maybe the Guardians pitching, who knows? What do you think it comes down to between this division?
Yeah, no, you're right. The Guardians pitching, I mean, obviously at the trade deadline, they went out and got Alex Cobb. But if the Guardians have one weakness, it is that starting rotation. The injuries they've experienced there has really hurt them. So I think, you know, for the Guardians, it will come down to their starting pitching. And I think for the Twins, it's going to come down to, can they stay on this nice run that they've had recently? You know, I know that the Guardians have, you know, had their number this season, but if the Twins can continue the way that they have, you know, I think that they have a real shot at it. So I would say the biggest question mark to me is the Guardians rotation at this point.
So it's interesting to see the reaction, Tricia, from Guardians fans, from baseball in general, about the Guardians' approach to acquiring pitching at the deadline. They made kind of more of a minor trade for Alex Cobb than, say, trading for Kikuchi or, you know, making a big swing on a Crochet or something like that. But, you know, he hasn't, and it's a more of a minor trade because he hasn't pitched this year yet, although that stops tonight, thankfully. But they also signed Matthew Boyd coming off Tommy John surgery. So as of right now, the playoff rotation would be Williams, Bibee, and Lively based off how those three guys have pitched this season. Do you think that for the approach of the deadline to truly pay off, Cobb or Boyd have to pitch their way into a postseason rotation spot?
I think so. For sure, I think so. You don't do that at the deadline if that's not kind of the expectation, at least in my opinion, because it was very clear that going into the trade deadline, they needed a turnaround to come for that rotation. So, yes, I think the answer to that is 100% yes. And, you know, those two guys have got to shake off a little bit of rust, and they got to shake it off quickly once they make their season debuts like you were talking about. And I think that you're exactly right, that is key for the Guardians in the postseason. And that's what they were hoping when they made these moves at the trade deadline. So any other expectation, I'm not really sure what that expectation would be, because it probably wouldn't be accurate or realistic. I mean, that is the expectation. That's why they did this.
Tricia Whitaker on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So of those guys that I mentioned, Williams and Bibee made their debuts last year. If both guys are in the rotation heading into October, even if they pitch flawlessly down the stretch, is that youth still something to keep an eye on for Guardians fans trying to assess whether they're going to be, you know, a first round out or maybe a team that can win the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, can you repeat that question real quick? You broke up a little bit. Maybe it's just Minnesota service, but can you repeat that again?
They heard you say nice things about Cleveland, and
they're mad at me.
They're going after your signal. So given that Williams and Bibee are both guys year two of their careers, should we be concerned about their youth in a potential playoff series?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. You know, I don't know about that. I've never really bought into that theory of, you know, being concerned about that when it comes to the playoffs. I think if a guy is built for that situation and that stage, he's built for that stage. And I don't really buy into, you know, their youth. I just don't. We've seen guys who are young perform well on it. So I don't think that is something that we should have to worry about. And I also don't think that's a legitimate concern for players. If they're good, they're good. I mean, I don't really think it matters their age or their experience at that level.
So I got into this with my partner, Nick, yesterday, because he asked me, you know, if I thought the Guardians had peaked to this point, because they started off red hot. Then they sort of, you know, the last several weeks, month has not been great. I think they sort of have come back to life, or come back to earth, I should say. What do you say? Do you think that they have peaked?
I always really steer clear of that kind of talk, because, I mean, for example, like, I think I work for the Tampa Bay Rays on a regular basis, and last year, I think the Rays peaked in July, and then they went downhill in August and September. They didn't just go downhill, though. They were really, really bad for about a month. They peaked in June, and then they were really, really bad in July and August. And I think what it comes down to is not necessarily when do you peak, when do you not peak. I think it's, do you put together a good enough regular season to make the postseason? Once you do, do you have that momentum going into the playoffs, right? Because we've seen teams, I mean, heck, the Rangers last year, are you serious? If you would have told me at the beginning of the season they were going to win the World Series, I'd been like, are you crazy? No, they're not. But guess what? They got hot at the right time. So I don't really think that peaking during the regular season or low points during the regular season are necessarily a good measuring stick. I think it's, do you make the playoffs? When you make the playoffs, do you have what it takes to put together a run? Do you have that momentum? Do you have that rotation? So I really don't get too caught up in peaks and valleys during the regular season, because that's going to happen. I don't think I would say that the Guardians have peaked. I mean, maybe, but I think there's a lot more to come for this team, and they just seem like a really hungry team that can do some damage in the postseason. So I would not worry about that storyline too much.
Trisha Whitaker.
But that's from the outside looking in. So
no, I like it because you said something nice about Cleveland and the Guardians. So I'm more inclined to agree with you. Growing up in the Midwest, you should know that. As long as you say nice things about our team, we can agree on it.
I do. I grew up a Cubs fan, though, and they were terrible while I was growing up. So I'm used to people saying bad things about us, but it's okay.
How does it feel to know that without a rain delay, that World Series drought would still be going?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On.
Oh, come on. Get out of here with that.
Hey, you're
nonsense.
The one that said Cubs fan.
I think it's a great point, Nick.
I think it's a terrible point, and I think that's an excuse for a team that's still wanting a World Series in the last, how many attempts has it been? Let's talk about it. Oh, Lord, I just lost the Midwest now. I had him, but now I lost him.
What are the odds? We get a rain delay right there.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. It's like, yep. I'll be honest with you. I don't remember raining outside
that,
the stadium.
You know, it wasn't like there was momentum on our side or something.
Like, not like a big home run had just happened.
A big home run by Rajay Davis.
Specifically him.
Like off, you know, their best,
pitcher
reliever.
Maybe? Yeah. Best reliever? Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll just never forget that final out of it. I won't. Extra innings, rain delay. I mean, and also, like, have some respect for the fact that, like, the Cubs were trying to do something similar to what Cleveland was trying to do, looking for their first World Series title since, what, 1948? I mean, like, the Cubs had a longer drought than them. So, these were two respectable teams, and I just think the Cubs hate is unnecessary, guys.
I don't think Michael Martinez is going to forget about that one either.
Yeah. Can we?
The poor guy.
You don't know this, Trisha, but I actually added a nickname for Michael Martinez right in between his first and last name. Unfortunately, I can't say it on air because it's a bad word and the FCC frowns on that kind of thing. But yes, I have not forgiven Cubs fans nor Michael Martinez Michael Bleepin Martinez, nor Eddie Vedder or Bill Murray. I can't.
Oh, you guys.
By the way, that's
boy.
A total lie. I still love Pearl Jam, and I still will watch any Bill Murray movie any day of the week. Trisha Whittaker.
So will I. Bill Murray's a legend.
He
all right,
really
we can go
is.
Into that later.
No, it's okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm still sending this to the rest of the Midwest because they're on our side. Trisha Whittaker on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of the beauties of the balanced schedule now is that we don't have to see the Minnesota Twins or anybody else in the division 20 mm-hmm. times a year. So
yep.
given that we do not see the Twins as much, I know they've lost two straight, but they have been the better team than the Guardians since the All-Star break. What's been behind this better brand of baseball since the All-Star break for Minnesota?
Yeah, they've won five out of their last seven, and that's been good. They've also been getting the job done against teams that are below 500, and I think there's a phrase in baseball, win the games that you're supposed to win, and they've done that, right? And then that's obviously helped them this season and recently, and they really turned it around since that 7-13 start. But since June 9th, the Twins' offense has been one of the most dominant offenses in the majors. So I think that has really been a key for them throughout this stretch and after the All-Star break. Pablo Lopez has also pitched a lot better for them than he did in the first half, so that's certainly been key. But I think when you look at it and you look at what they've done since the All-Star break, and really, you know, since the end of April, since maybe the beginning of the first half, it's their bats to me that stand out.
Tricia, the Orioles, Guardians, and Astros are all atop their respective divisions. Of all three of those AL division leaders, who has the toughest road to keep the division through the end of the regular season?
Oh my gosh, that's the golden question. I know I work in the AL East, so somebody's going to call me biased for this, but I think it's the Orioles. Because when you look at the AL East, that is a really freaking hard division right there. And the Yankees aren't going anywhere. And the Orioles and Yankees are neck and neck. The Red Sox are right behind them. And obviously the Blue Jays aren't really a threat. But the Rays are starting to play better right now, right? You got four teams in that division playing above 500 at this point. So I think that is probably the toughest stretch for a division leader at this point. Obviously, you know, the Guardians and the Twins, that's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out down the stretch. But I think that's going to be at least the division that I am looking at in the AL specifically.
All right, because you're a Cubs fan, I do expect multiple mentions today that we haven't won a World Series in 77 years. That's reciprocity. It's the least you can do for us, Tricia.
All right, I'll put the pressure on. I'm sure they'll listen to me. Lovely.
Tricia, great stuff, even though you're a Cubs fan, and Michael Bleepin Martinez really set me off there for a minute. I'm okay. I'm in a safe place. Great stuff. Can't wait to see you on the broadcast tonight. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, y'all. Talk to you later.
Tricia Whittaker, Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball. She'll be on the call. Twins, Guardians tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.